Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Gimel. We're up to Sivches. We are on the top line of page 220. The Mechaber says in Sivches, Tznoin Mevarech Olav Borei Pri Adama. It's known as a radish. A radish, the bracha is Borei Pri Adama. The Mishabura explains in Sivkotan Yudalud, the Afal Gav Sheh Sofo Lahakshos Ke'etz. Even though a radish, when it is left, it develops into being very hard like a tree. If you do not pluck it in its time, it hardens. Still, the brach on the radish is bari pri adama. Because the reason why a person plants it is having in mind to eat it when it's soft, and therefore that's the ikar vegetable when it's soft, and the brachas adoma. V'ayin b'chay adom v'nishmas adom, shemitzade de bitznot shalonu shumar. Our radishes that are bitter, the ain derech lecho below pas, and we don't normally eat it on its own without bread. So they say, lo chashiva kokach, it doesn't have such chashivas. Umavarech olav shahakol, and they say the bracha on radishes today is going to be shahakol. However, omnom hagraz besimen reishay mochiach mechok Yaakov, the graz proves from the chok Yaakov the mikomakom mavarech olav bei pradama that still, even though we only eat it normally with bread now and it is bitter, still the bracha on radishes remains. Borei pri hadama. That concludes Siman Reish Gimel. Now we begin Siman Reish Dalet. Dinei habrachos liyaser ma'acholim. After we discuss the ha'etz, the hadama, and now we move on to shahako. Says the mechaber in Siv Aleph, al dovar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz. On things that do not grow from the ground, kegon bisar behema chayv'o, for example, meat or chicken, dogim, fish, beitzim, eggs, chalav, milk, vina, cheese, upas she'ipsha, and bread that has become moldy, v'tavshel she'nishdana tzurasel v'niskalkel, and any dish that its tzura has been ruined, it changed and it got ruined, v'novlos, which we had before, she'em tmorim she'bishlo musrafa machom v'yavshu. Novlos are dates that got overly ripened, they got overly burnt, and they're dried out. Valgovai, which is locust, Ve'al ha-melach ve'al me'melach, and salt water, ve'al ha-morok, and on soup, ve'al kemein u'pitrios, on truffles and mushrooms, ve'al kora, and on sprouts. Kora refers to hearts of palm. Says the Ramosh, hu arach ha-nitosav be'ilon b'chol shana. That's the soft part that gets added on to the palm tree each year, shekorin palmito. We're going to stop there in the Mechaber, but the Mechaber goes on to say this entire list, plus what we'll see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night, all these items, the bracha is shahakol. So let's begin the Mishabura, back on page 220 in Sivkotan Aleph, Pasha Ipsha. The first few points that are mentioned in the Mechaber about meat and chicken and fish, we all know that they are shahakol. But the first one that needs a little explanation is bread that's moldy, the bracha shahakol. V'niskalkel k'tzas ayadei zeh. Got a little bit ruined through that. The ilu niskalkel gamri, if it got totally ruined, it's totally disgusting and moldy. V'lo chazi la'achilas adam, and it's pashit inedible. So then, obviously, ein mevorchin olav klal. Like we will see later on, le'inyan tavshil, the same idea. So pasha ipsha, it's not that moldy, otherwise obviously there would be no bracha, it's not edible. So it's a little bit ich, but it is still edible, so it is downgraded from a hamotzi to being shahakol. Sivkotan beiz goes on the next case, which is the tavshil shenishtane tzuraso, a dish that its form was changed when it's skalkil, and it got ruined. Myri gamkin shiniskalkel tzas. Again, over here, the dish got a little bit ruined. Velolo gamri, not totally. The ilav hachi, because if that wasn't the case, but it got totally ruined, then it's inedible. Afilu shahako lo shayach levruche. Then, of course, you would not even make a shako, something that gets so ruined that it's inedible. There is no bracha on such a food. Sivkotan gimel is going on the novlos, which were the dates that got overly ripened and dried out, the shahako. Hainu al yidei sreifa sachom, through the heat of the sun, nisbashlu v'nisyabshu v'nishtanu l'griyusa. They got ripened, they got dried out, and they changed for the negative. V'ayin mashe kosadnu l'el b'simen reish beis, sivtes v'mishibura b'ralacha. We had a discussion about the novlos over there as well, but over here they become inedible, not inedible, they become overly ripened and dried out. They're still edible, obviously, and the bracha will be shahakol. Sivkotan dalet al hagovoi, which is the locust, hu min chagov tahor. This is one of the kosher grasshoppers. La fuke mi Rabbi Yehuda. This mechaber is coming to exclude from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Shom b'Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds over there in the Mishnah, kol shehu min klala. Anything that is the form of a klala, it's a curse. Shala klala hin boim, they come as a curse. Se'ein mevarchan olav, there is no bracha. He's coming lafuke that and says, if you eat this kosher grasshopper, the bracha will be shahako. Sivkoton heiv al hamelach, on salt. Ho'el v'yesh lo mizeh al koponim hanok tas. Kishenosin the topiv, since lemaisa, when you eat salt, you do get some kind of pleasure by eating it, therefore it does warrant the bracha, and the bracha is shahakol. And the same thing is for salt water, sivkotan vav. V'al hamorok, when it comes to soup, not every soup is included in this, so says the Mishabura, v'al hamorok shel basar. We're talking about a meat soup. So meat obviously is shahakol, so the soup is also going to be shahakol. The ilu shel peiros v'yirakos talyo b'plukta. When it comes to a soup that's made out of fruit and vegetables, so that's talyo b'machlokas we had earlier in Simon Reish Beis, sif yud v'yir aleph, and those are things that are not normally cooked necessarily, or not made into a soup, but as we mentioned over there, and we'll see shortly, that a vegetable soup that is made with vegetables that are cooked for the eating of the vegetables and for the soup when they're inedible without the cooking, so that vegetable soup, even if you're just having the clear soup, would be hadama. This machlokas is lagabi other fruits and vegetables that we discussed earlier, but meat soup is what we're discussing over here, where the bracha will be shahakol. Sivkotan zayin, we said kimeinu pitrios, which are truffles and mushrooms. Osan shemitsuyim tachas akarka, these truffles are those that are found under the ground, v'nivron meshuman ha'aretz. And they are created from the fat of the land. Upitrios gedelim ala etzim. And the mushrooms we're discussing over here are growing on trees. And in note number 6 in the back of the Sefer, you don't have to turn there, it's a couple of lines. He says in terms of our mushrooms nowadays that are planted like other vegetables, that we plant mushrooms nowadays, the one that we're buying in the store. So Ravaz Narais and the Shevet Levi, Shalom Nishtan Edinam. The din of mushrooms, even though they used to grow wild and now we plant them, the din of the bracha has not changed. She'ikar atam she'birchasam shahakol. The ikar reason why the bracha is shahakol is mishum she'en yonkos me'avir. They get their nourishment from the air. V'dover zelo nishtane gambiz manenu. Says Rav Vosner, the nature of mushrooms has not changed. So even though we're planting the mushrooms like we plant other vegetables, the bracha still remains shahako because it still gets its nourishment from the air. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkot and Ches. Now we move on to our discussion of Hearts of Pam, where the Mechaber told us that the bracha is going to be shahako, and the Ramah explained it as the soft part of the palm tree that gets added to the tree each year. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches, Shehu Harach, this is the soft part, Shel Dekel of the palm tree. Kishanofav Gidelim Bechol Shana Veshana, when the branches grow each year. Hanosav Beshana Zo Rach, that which is added this year from last year is soft. V'chazi La'achila, it is edible. U'bashana Shnia Miskashe V'nasa Ke'etz. And then if you don't take it off that year, the next year it hardens and it becomes like the tree, and then it develops a new part that is soft. So the part that is soft, during the year that it's soft, that we call the Hearts of Pam, and there the bracha is shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Hanitosef, the part that's added onto the tree, the afal gav de gidulo min haaretz, even though, obviously, this is growing from the ground, afilu hachi lo mevarchinon alei afilu borei priadome elo shahakol. Still, the bracha on Hearts of Pam, although it grows from the ground, is not borei priadome, rather it is shahakol. Why is that? Dilonati inshi ha'ilon adaite l'meichel esakora k'shuhurach. People are not planting these palm trees having in mind to eat the hearts of palm when they are soft. Dimimayit anfei ha'ilon. Because when you take off the hearts of palm, you are limiting the branches of the tree because now it's not going to grow as much. You're limiting the growth of the tree, and therefore people are not planting the trees for that purpose. Rather, they're planting the trees so that these hearts of palm should harden and become part of the tree, and it will end up growing more fruit because of that. Because it has a taller trunk, it has more branches, it will develop more fruit. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us the bracha on hearts of palm is shahakol, because again, it's not planted for the hearts of palm. Now, if we pause there for a moment and we look in the back of the Sefer, at note number 7 on page 41, He brings from Rav Moshe Feinstein the following. Va'afilu kishem machshavto litloshes akor la'achila. Even if you are taking off the hearts of palm to eat it, Rav Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe, Shekevan shelo notim es hadekel almanas le'elchos akorah. Since the trees are not planted for the hearts of palm to be eaten, v'ha'ochlo mazik lo'ilon. And one who eats it, as we just saw in the Mishabura, he is damaging the tree. So, but ladaito, even though you're taking it off to eat, but l'maisi, you're damaging the tree, your das is butl to everyone else. V'kevan shi'esh ha'kpada shelo la'ochlo klach. Since it's ha'kpada not to eat the hearts of palm like that, u'ki'ilu nota es adekel b'kavona alda shelo la'ochlom klach. It's ki'ilu you planted the palm tree with kavona not to eat the hearts of palm because it ruins the tree. Therefore, ein ha'kora nechshav kemachal. Therefore, the hearts of palm are not considered food ad achar atlisha until after you detach it. Shekvar einu shayach shuv la'adoma. Says the Moshe, when you detach it, it is no longer considered part of the ground. Therefore, we don't consider even a pri of the adama. Now that is what the Mishabura says and Rav Moshe. Now the practical application of that for nowadays, Rebelsky says that nowadays the trees are planted for the hearts of palm, but it's still not the ikar pri, because the hearts of palm has other fruit that grow on the tree. Therefore, Rav Belsky paskins that the bracha on hearts of palm is hadama. I saw from Rav Heinemann that he paskins that they're planting trees for hearts of palm, and that is considered the ikar pri, and therefore the bracha is ha'etz. So Rav Belsky says hadama, Rav Heinemann says ha'etz, unlike the Shulchan Aruch that says it is shahakol. So hearts of palm are a shtickle confusing what the bracha is, but again, when you have a suffix of hadama and ha'etz, we said you go with hadama, so that's where Belsky's pakah, it's hadama, it's planted for the hearts of palm, but there's also other fruit that are on the tree, so it's not the ikka fruit, so therefore the bracha is hadama, that is the pesach of Rebelsky on the OU website. Continues the Mishabura, we are on page 220, the fourth to last line of the Mishabura. Kosav Ataz, Ataz writes, Dikitnios retubin, when you have moist beans, moist kitnios, bishalganos shenizrum aldas lechochayin, when they're from a garden and they are planting, having in mind to eat them raw, mevarach b'ere piadoma, then the broch on these kitnios is adoma, afilu al sharvitin levad, even if you're only eating the pods alone, the broch is adoma. The almanas kein nizru, that's why they are planted, aval shel sados, but these beans that are growing in the field, shedarkon lahanichun ad sheyisyab and normally in the field, the normal way is to leave it there growing till it dries out and you eat it after it's cooked. So, mevarach al kitnios kashem chayim. Then you'll make the bracha on the kitnios when they are raw. Afilu kashem retubin, even if they're moist, the bracha is shahakol. Because again, you normally eat those when they are cooked. V'in bishlon bari priadama, like any of these fruit or vegetables that are not edible when they are raw, if you eat them raw, so then it's shahakol, at least they're not, it's not the normal way to eat them, they are edible. And if you cook them, which is the ikar way of eating them, then it gets the bracha bari priadama. Uber prima gadam mefakvim or advar, the prima gadam takes major issue with this. V'chein das harbe achorim, and so too many achorim agree with him. The ain lechalik ben kitnios lekitnios, you shouldn't differentiate between kitnios in the garden versus in the field. Ulolam mevarach aleim b'shem etuvin, and always the bracha on kitnios when they are moist will be bari priadama v'chein minag olam. That is the minag olam that we make on beans, bari priadama. Olam, however, le'inin asharvitim, when it comes to the pods that are outside these beans, yeish deos ben achronim, then there's a machlokas in the achronim kesheochon levadon below a kitnios, when you're eating the pods alone without the actual kitnios. There's a machlokas in yivarach aleim bari priadama o shahako. Should you make a bari priadama on just the shavitim, or should you make a shahako? Al kain, therefore, it's best to avoid this machlokas. Tov lechatchila liyzar sheyochem im hakitnios. You shouldn't eat the pods alone. You should eat them together with the beans. V'yivarach al hakitnios levad bari priadama, and make a bari priadama on the beans. V'lo yivarach or al hashavitim, that will cover the shavitim. You would not need to make another bracha. You will avoid the machlokas because you're eating it together. V'in eira sheochel hashavitim levad yivarach. And if it turns out that a person is eating the shavitin alone, so then it's a safek bracha, he would make the bracha of shahakol. So best to avoid the machlokas and to make a hadama on the beans and then eat the shavitin afterwards. If you are eating the shavitin alone for whatever reason, then the bracha that you would make would be a shahakol. We'll stop there and finish the rest of this sif and mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.